are listening to Up to Me Radio, the best in inspirational talk radio. It's up to me. Welcome to OMG, the Omara Gale Radio Show. I'm your host, Mara Gale, actress, author, evangelist, and producer of the newly released STEM, the Movement docudramedy film. And guess what, folks? You know what I love to do? I love helping people see things differently. I enjoy when a perspective is widened, when views are enlarged, because the more angles you have of a situation, the better the vantage point so that you can make informed decisions. You see, I have been blessed with experiences in all sorts of areas, and I believe in my heart and soul that we all live and learn in order to share and teach. I love serving Maravation. It's the perfect blend of motivation and inspiration, sprinkled in, of course, with a little bit of Mara. I believe some of the greatest people in the world are only one word of encouragement away from being and doing something meaningful. You see, I think if more people would get outside of themselves and their situations and just look up, call up, or speak up and into the lives of others, we would experience a more productive world around us. So a part of what I believe OMG, the Omara Gale Radio Show, is called to do is to be a bridge, to allow people to cross over into your world, your situation, and drop nuggets, pearls of encouragement, and wisdom so that you can become all that you've been purposed to do. And tonight, I am super excited because one of my girlfriends, she's really one of my homegirls. She's from Chicago like I am. I love her to life. And I'm so excited that she's going to be my special guest tonight. So I want you to put your virtual hands together and receive my friend, my sister friend. She is the founder and the executive director of the B-STEM Project. Welcome to the microphone, none other than Tracy Dean Ponder.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, my sister. Happy to be a part of this journey. I'm excited.
Yes, I'm so excited that you are with me tonight and that I get to allow other people to eavesdrop on all this wonderfulness that is Ponder. And I gotta say your whole name when I tell people. I got nicknames for her. I call her TDP, but for you guys, she's Tracy. And Tracy, just to kind of get the conversation started, so for those that have been living under a rock, and that they may not know this about you, but tonight's show, the topic is the entrepreneur's journey, and we're going to be discussing everything from entertainment to education and diversity. But Tracy, I'd love for you to just open up the show a little bit and tell the listening audience just a couple of things about yourself that we can't read about, perhaps.
That you can't read about. Oh, my goodness. Why is the first question making me think so hard? You know, well, I am the youngest of 11 children. I'm from Chicago and the south side of Chicago, just like Mara said. And so I'm very excited the fact to kind of have that journey to go from Chicago and then to go to college in New York and then currently living in Los Angeles. And so kind of having all of those from the Midwest to the East Coast to the West Coast and having that kind of experience. So that's really, I think, a unique combination because you deal with all different types of people. And then also having such a large family and being raised by a single parent and education being so vital in our journey as a family, as individuals, and taking that wherever I went and then collecting all of this great goodness and amazingness along the way. And so I think that those are the things that kind of make up, you know, where I am today and who I am today. And so I think that that's a little bit into, you know, where I'm from, who I am, my family, and, you know, and all of the things that we're just looking to kind of plant the seeds and grow from here.
That's awesome. Thank you so much. Yeah, I knew that first one was going to be a goodie because, see, I've got so much that I want to share with our listeners. And I figured that we'd start that dialogue with just a conversation because I knew you'd probably mention those 11 kids because I need people to know 11 kids came from Carrie Ponder. That's Tracy's mom, the late Carrie Ponder, an amazing woman. And Tracy, I'd like for you to just share a little bit about what you did as an ode to your mom. She was actually here when you started the project, and I was very blessed to play your mom in a project that you
absolutely
could do. So would you tell the listening audience a little bit about One Ordinary Woman, One Extraordinary Journey, and give them the essence
of your mom. A blast from the past. So let me clarify. So from my mom, I'm the youngest of eight. So my dad was married previously, and so I do have, you know, other siblings. And so for me, we're all siblings. So I just say the youngest of 11 because they are my sister and my other two brothers. But my mom actually raised eight children in the city of Chicago and as a single parent since I was three. So my dad was involved in the early years, but since I was 3 years old, she pretty much raised us and sent us all to college, and we went to amazing schools, and it was all because of her determination and her focus on education. And that's what really the documentary is about, and I just was so blessed to have Mara play my mom because she really reminds me of my mother and has so much of her essence, that determination and just that steelness and that grit. And just really staying true to who you are and just not being moved and just being solid and even in the face of adversity. And so that is what the documentary is about, is just, and she's not the only mother who has these qualities, right? These are qualities that so many mothers have, and it's just about, you know, highlighting my mom and what she did and how she did it as a parent, as a black woman, as a mother in the inner city of Chicago against all of the ills and things that we were up against, and even at one point being homeless with all of these children. So that the documentary is really an homage to her and her journey and how she succeeded, and in that, how we succeeded, because she was so determined and she was so full of love and wisdom and guidance and just never gave up, which is very, very important.
Very important. And I'm so glad that you kind of opened up that can that I kind of want to talk about just for a couple of minutes, because I believe there are so many lessons that one can learn from not only being a single parent, because there are a lot of, unfortunately, or fortunately, a lot of people are finding themselves in a situation where they're raising their children without the father or without the mom in some cases in a household.
Yeah.
And there were so many nuggets that I gleaned from your mom through you as well as through the project. And I'd like to touch on just two things in particular. Can you just paint the picture of, okay, first of all, share with them some of the schools that your siblings have attended, just so that they understand this single mom, this is how it can be done if you focus on education. Just, you know, share a little bit about
that. Well, I went to New York University undergrad, and I studied at DePaul University graduate, and I studied film at UCLA. And then some of the other schools was Princeton, University of Chicago, University of Pennsylvania, Yale, University of Illinois, and University of Boston, Columbia University. So we all have at least two degrees, at least Northwestern, in Chicago, So we all went to some really amazing schools, and it's all really due to her just having us zone in and really just setting the pace and the tone of education being the most important thing. And I'm going to say this really quickly because it's real important. Like today you hear a lot of people talk about how college is, you know, such a drain of money and it's such a waste of time, and now you can pretty much go out there and you can get a great job and you can make a lot of money and, you know, you can do a lot of things without that formal education. And I won't get into it longly, but I will say that we need to stop that myth that it's all about just what you get in the books, but it's about the experience. It's about the experience. And so much comes with that that is invaluable that you won't get anywhere else but going through that college experience.
Very true. Very, very true. And the reason that I had you share those, rattle off or share those schools and universities is because a lot of times people think as a single parent, how do you do it? I can't do it. It's too difficult or it's too challenging. But because Carrie was so focused on education and because she had trained you guys from a very early age, because I know the film and how you guys would go to the library and create these programs and projects and people would look forward to the Ponder Gang showing up at the library. The next question that I'd like to ask you so that you can just broaden the horizon, if there are single parents on the phone, on the line, or listening in via the internet, share with them just this one little, just briefly, the story of how when you guys were homeless, how the people that your mom stayed with, what was their response? Because I know it, listening and having worked on the documentary, and that, I believe, would be a lesson to those when they are being offered hospitality and how they should respond in treating that home and leaving it better than it was.
Oh, that's so amazing that you remembered that.
Unforgettable.
You know, my mom ran it like it was an army, honestly. And I think that, you
know,
discipline.
Give them the story first so that they can know what happened when
Right, and I'm gonna roll into that. I just wanted to kind of start off saying that how discipline was so important to her that when we went anywhere, you know, then it was about, you know, how you behaved, what you did and didn't do. There was a code of ethics and a code of operation. So when we were homeless and it was like, wow, you know, she has all of these kids, where are we going to go? And we did split up. We all went to different places. But at one point, there was a family, the Grady family, that took us in. And so we all stayed there. And like a drill master, we got up before those who were our hosts got up in the morning. We did everything we needed to do as far as, you know, bathing and brushing our teeth and combing our hair and cleaning up everything because she wanted them to feel like we weren't even there. Because how can you have kids and be like, they're not even in your house? But, you know, the host, that's how she felt. She felt like I got up, I didn't have a problem, I could still enter my bathroom, it wasn't a mess. I could still get up, get dressed, go to work, and do my business, fearing and having respect for the people who have just extended themselves for 8 children plus a parent. So that's really important that you really discipline your children and that you make sure that you have that relationship where they listen and that, you know, you can go forth and continue to put that forth to other people because that's why they took us in, because they already knew that.
Yes, I love that story, and it never gets old for me because there are two lessons that you guys so far, if you're taking notes, the first is education. Of course, education being the main thing was a part of her mom's statement to her mantra, her vision for the family. And then Tracy shared something very important. Experience is on that same scale. You know, your experience can be as valuable, if not more valuable sometimes, than education. So get the experience as well as the education. And then your other nugget was discipline. You have to respect other people.
Absolutely.
You have to respect people's property, people's time. To be able to have a group of kids stay in someone's home and leave it better than it was when the kids weren't there, that's saying something about a parent. That's saying
Absolutely.
Something about respect. And I thank you, Tracy, because there's a whole lot that we're going to go into. We're going to take our very first break. You're listening to OMG, the Omara Gale Radio Show. My special guest today is Tracy Dean Ponder, and we're talking about the entrepreneur's journey, and it's going to be inclusive of entertainment, education, and diversity. So tune in, lean in, and listen up. We'll be right back after this special announcement.
We want to thank today's sponsor, Up to Me Magazine, a new uplifting and inspiring magazine with stories of purposeful living, such as Meet the Minimalist, the story and journey of Ryan Nicodemus and Joshua Milburn, Less Stuff, More Meaningful Life, and an up-close and personal conversation with Will Haygood, author and associate producer of the acclaimed film The Butler by Lee Daniels, and so much more. So get your subscription today at uptomemagazine.com. That's up, the number 2 magazine.com. And what's your story? Now we return back to our program.
Welcome back to OMG. I'm your host, Mara Gale. My special guest today is my good friend, sister friend, Tracy Dean Ponder. We're talking about the entrepreneur's journey, and of course, it's inclusive of entertainment, education, as well as diversity. And Tracy, I think back on all the things that your mom instilled in you, and when I met you, how you were full throttle in the film industry and producing films, directing films, writing stage plays. As a entrepreneur, what would you say are some of the most important priorities for your day and then setting goals perhaps for your year?
That's a very good question.
Thank you.
Well, that's a great question. I think, you know, it's so many, but I'll just obviously keep it short. I think the number one, I believe, is paramount is passion. You know, it's having that passion. And you might say, well, how is that a priority? That is a priority because you can do things because you're just thinking about the end result. You may not be necessarily passionate about it. Or maybe it's going to be lucrative, or maybe you think it's something that is in now, it's trendy. So you can have a lot of reasons why you pursue something. But if there's no passion behind it and that really that you believe in it, it's hard to have any whatever other discipline things we talk about, that's going to kind of fall to the wayside. It's that passion that really sustains you even when you don't feel like getting up every day and maybe being consistently following that to-do list, which is another thing you have is a to-do list, and it changes, it evolves. You might not hit everything on that list, but you have to have a vision for your day. So what am I going to accomplish today and not kind of just randomly go about the day and letting the day choose what you're going to do, but you deciding what you plan to do in that day. Now, the day may not necessarily cooperate with that plan all of the time, but once you have a plan, you can always navigate the day when something kind of comes in. You can be like, oh, okay, I know how to move around that and still kind of keep your focus, or I know how to just fold into that ripple that's coming through that I didn't expect. So I think the planning part is so significant. And then I would just say determination, determine every day that this is going to work, whatever it is, whatever you're thinking, that it is definitely going to work out, whatever that means for everybody, because everybody's looking for something different at the end of the day. But let's just say, let's call it success. It will be successful in whatever way it unfolds. And so believe it and always stay true to that, even if it seems like things are kind of, you know, quiet or stagnant or frustrating or overwhelming, but just always kind of bounce back with, I know that I know that I know that this is where I need to be and that it's going to work out. So those are some of the main things that I think that we, you know, definitely need to have to just stay the course of whatever we're putting our hearts, our mind, and our energy to and pouring our soul into.
I love it. I love it. Okay, so you guys have heard it. You've got education, experience, discipline early on. She talked about were important things with her mom and having the respect. And then Tracy just dropped with some of the priorities for her and that she believes, I believe also, translates to whatever field you're in. Be passionate. Create a vision for your day. Be determined. make a plan, and be positive. You know, Tracy and I talk on a regular basis, and one of the lovely things I can say about her, and I'm sure she can say about me, is you can't get us down. You can't knock us down.
Yes.
We believe in us. We believe in our gifts. We believe in where we're going, and we are each other's cheerleaders. I have no shame in telling my girl, you're going to do it, you're doing it, and you're amazing, and she does the same. So we want to drop a little lesson. This is a little station identification plug. Support your sisters. Support your brothers.
Yes,
brother.
Yes, please.
Doesn't that fuel you, Tracy? Because I know when you call me and tell me I'm doing something,
my goodness.
You take notice. It helps me as an entrepreneur to just it could have been a day I was not seeing the results. You call me, you drop some love in my spirit, and I'm pumped and ready to go another week.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Your network is your net worth, and
yes,
I love
is.
That. Wherever
yes,
it came
it
from, it's so powerful. It sounds cliche, but you are a part of my net worth. And because of that, I'm a billionaireess. You know what I mean?
Yes, you are.
And the times I don't want to go forward and I hear just a word of encouragement like, girl, you're amazing. Do you know all the things you came through or that you've done? And you make me recollect, even if it's 2 seconds, okay, I'm back.
Yes.
I'm back. I believe it. I believe it. I'm in it now. I'm back to where I need to be. So thank
we
you for that.
Reminders.
And everybody needs that. Absolutely.
Yes, we do. You are listening to OMG, the O. Mara Gale Radio Show. I'm your host, Mara Gale, the special guest, my special guest tonight that you're eavesdropping in on our sister friend conversation is Tracy Dean Ponder. If you've got questions or comments, please feel free to call in. The phone number is 347-324-5246. Again, that's 347-324-5246. Press 1 to be entered into the queue so that we'll know that you have questions or comments. Tracy, I know that diversity is very important to you. So can you share with our listeners some of the types of endeavors or projects that you've been involved in that are close to your heart and things that you believe are important?
Sure, absolutely. I consider myself a diversity ambassador because I think it's important that we champion that as an African-American woman. That's even doubly important as being a Black female and being a woman. And not just for myself and not just for my community or those who look like me or who have the same gender as me. It's about whatever you want for yourself that you're advocating those things for other people because we're all connected. We're all interconnected as we just kind of spoke of about elevating each other. And so one of the things that I worked on is Genius in Motion, and it's one of my passion projects again. And it's about promoting, elevating, spotlighting people of color behind the camera because we always know the actors and the singers and the dancers and all of those people, but what about the hundreds of thousands of jobs that exist when you talk about entertainment and those who are making it possible, the moments that, you know, touch our lives? That we remember for years and years and years in films and television shows and soundtracks and all of that good stuff. So we not only want to highlight those talents, but we want to say that these are job opportunities. If you didn't know about it, as you say, edutainment, you know, so eloquently spoke, it's about educating, not to say, oh, okay, here is a gaffer or here is a lighting tech or here is someone who does wardrobe or here's someone who does makeup, but these are jobs. How did they get those jobs? How did they pursue it? How did they, you know, get encouraged and get the education and all of those amazing things? So that's really important. And then the second thing that I'm working on right now is called B STEM Project. The B is for business. STEM means science, knowledge, engineering, and math. And our primary goal is to empower young girls and women in STEM disciplines and business across industries. So no matter what, whether it's art, agriculture, aviation, automotive, filmmaking, music, we want to educate and empower to say, just don't think about the skill, but think about the whole ecosystem of having an idea and bringing that idea into fruition and what we say is into the marketplace and educating them that on that whole purview so that they can say, oh, that's what it takes in order to make something happen, even if they just want to stick to that one skill, they still have the knowledge in order to make that skill, to amplify that skill, because now they have a broader understanding. So those are two of the things that we're working on, and it's just so it's exciting.
That not only is it exciting, but for example, just to go back a little bit, Genius in Motion, that name alone, and you remember when we would discuss it in its early days, I was like, brilliant, Genius
in
Motion.
That just defines you, Margail, OMG.
Bless you and thank you. But to think about just the weight of those words put together,
yeah.
A Genius in Motion, meaning someone that is about it, someone that is doing what it is they're supposed to do. See, you don't have to be a doctor or a lawyer to have a place of prominence or to be successful.
Yes.
You have to
yes.
be good at the thing you were born or created to do. Be successful
yes.
in your thing. And I love the fact that you would take the time, and, you know, I know a lot about Jim, Genius in Motion. You would take the time to highlight those who don't usually get the press. Yes, you interviewed Spike Lee. You interviewed Halle Berry. You've interviewed so many amazing celebrities for Genius in Motion, but you also interviewed the people that would carry the cords, the people that were camera operators. And so that's what makes
producers and line producers,
yes,
associate producers,
yes.
mixers and sound, everything.
Oh,
yes.
And Hispanic categories. You actually covered the full realm of diversity with that. Men,
yes.
women, other colors.
So important.
Black, it was beautiful. And I love it. I love your passion and your fervor for it. But our baby, the baby that I really want to spend the bulk of our conversation and our time on, is your current project. You are the founder and the executive director of the BSTEM project. And as she mentioned, B is for business and STEM is for the science, technology, engineering, and math discipline. Can you share with our listeners, because as an entrepreneur, sometimes when people get a business idea or a concept, they really don't know how to begin. So can you just share briefly how you came up with realizing, because STEM disciplines are all over, but how you realized there was something missing with the STEM discipline that could enhance, not take away from the STEM discipline, but enhance it and allow something that's integral, very important, to be implemented. Tell them why that B is so important in STEM.
Absolutely. Well, first let me say this. You know, you asked a question about getting started, and I think that, you know, it is good to have a lot of information, but I think what happens sometimes, we can have a overdose of information, and
mm-hmm.
as we also get older, we become more inhibited, we become more restrained,
mm-hmm.
and what I do like about, you know, I guess they say the Z generation that's coming up is that they're really, you know, just being free. And as we were, when we were younger, you know, in our teens and in our 20s, you know, it was about just do it. And
yep.
then as you get older and you make mistakes and you hit roadblocks and you have bad relationships and all of these things that tend to kind of keep weighing you down, like you get shorter and shorter and heavier and heavier, you start to calculate everything.
Mm-hmm.
So my first thing I would say is that no matter if you're 15 or 105, sometimes we have to just jump in the deep, just
yeah.
jump in, right? But that
yes.
doesn't mean ignorance is bliss either. So
right.
you jump in, because sometimes when you get too much information, you quit before you even start.
Yes.
You know, and that is really our biggest, you know, problem today, is that we just say, oh, you know, I got to do this, and this. I don't know how to do this. I don't know who's going to do it. I don't know where I'm going to get this. And then you already defeated. So
yes.
my mantra is jump in. And then the thing that you asked about, how did I kind of come to the B stem, you know, you make a lot of turns and twists, and so many things happen, and you know this, you know,
mm-hmm.
MG, you know that we go on different journeys and different experiences, but you always just have your eyes and your ears open, and you're always kind of in tune and learning, hopefully, and you're not too, like, weighted down that you can't even see what's in front of you or hear or, you know, receive something that's in the atmosphere. And I was working with Women in Technology International Consulting for several years, kept going to these events, and they were amazing. They were awesome, but they were predominantly executives, C-suite executives, so senior VPs, executive VPs, presidents, CEOs, CTOs, CIOs, all of those. And they were pretty much just talking to each other. They were already connected. They were already doing well. They were already in, and they were predominantly white female. And I said, you know, this is not really women in technology at its core, you know, at its best. And also we're missing the younger generation. And so through that is how I kind of came up with the concept of first we need to touch the younger generation, and then again that core principle of diversity, and then seeing young girls and women knowing that they can kind of enter into this tech space, this STEM space, and be about their business and really be successful. And so that kind of led me into that, and then how do I kind of bring all those elements together to empower, inspire, and to ignite this movement that fosters these amazing future thought leaders. And that is where just, okay, that's what stuck, and that's where BSTEM sort of kind of formed around.
I love it. I love it. Everything, and this is the other half of what you guys will hopefully get a better understanding about Tracy. There is nothing wasted on this woman. Not one.
Oh, thank you. Ditto,
ditto. On this woman. She has allowed every one of her experiences, every one of her classes in life and in school
absolutely.
To actually propel and prepare her for this current position. I mean, and Tracy, that's what I think I wish I could bottle that part about you. First of all, you're so focused and so driven. Just share with our listeners, just briefly, what time would you say you start working in the day, and what time do you, because everybody wants to be a boss, but people don't want to pay the cost.
Ooh,
so just give them a little
don't get me started.
Because, you know, I know your day. I know I have to
have my goodness.
All day, every day, just to keep up with you. And the girl never stops. She is like the Energizer Bunny. She's always on 15, excited about the next, the win, the bigger, better, more. And at the same time, comfortable and content with all the blessings that she's currently received. So
Thank
Tracy,
you.
Share with them what you're welcome. Share with them like your day, like what a day would be like. Not every
day. Yeah, I would just say, I know what you're saying.
Right.
I tend to get up around 5:15 a.m.
5:15. Tell them what you do at 5:15, Tracy, just that little bit, because you know I know.
Well, I get up at 5:15, and that's when I just kind of first I just check my emails and check kind of what's going on, and I already know what my day is going to be like because I've pretty much prepared it the evening before, and not every step. Of course, I'm not planning every step, every call, every email, but I have a sense of, okay, this is what I need to accomplish today. These are the big items, and then I go through that. Then I go hiking in the morning. I think fitness and health and wellness is, without that, you have nothing. Without your peace of mind, your body, your spirit just being in tune and in alignment, that's so key. So whatever that is for you, meditation, going to the gym, heading to the basement to lift weights, wherever you are, you know, whatever your thing is, that's my thing. And I go and I do that for about an hour and 30 minutes. And it's amazing. You know, everybody can't live in California. I'm sorry.
I missed that.
But it's really awesome that I can do that in the morning. And then when I come back, I, you know, obviously get ready and get my breakfast and do all of those other little kind of domestic things that I need to do in order to kind of saddle in for the day. And that just means get to my desk and be committed to doing all my emails and making my calls and whatever I have for today. And I would say I pretty much blaze through the day until about 7:30. And I, of course, I stop for lunch and I take breaks and things like that. But honestly, because I'm passionate about what I'm doing, which can sometimes I have to say, stop, Tracy, today.
And
take
I have
a break
to say,
today.
Stop, Tracy, today.
And you do, and you do. But this is the beauty about being passionate.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like you're working. I'm not saying everything doesn't feel like work. That would be unrealistic. Some things you just don't want to do.
Yeah.
But when you keep that vision of what those little tasks, that little stuff you don't want to do is leading to, what it's going to manifest, you know, you're keeping that vision. It's like putting a vision board up on the wall and you have it before you. And every step it takes, whether it's painful or not, you're like, it doesn't matter because that's the goal, because I'm so passionate about achieving that experience, that moment, whatever, that thing, and you just persist. And I do every day. And even though you should rest on Sundays, and I try to do that, but I might work an hour, I might work 2 hours. But for me, when I work every day, it keeps the stress off. Because mm-hmm. if you kind of hang out for 3 days and don't do anything, mm-hmm. then you start to get overwhelmed. Things start to pile up. That procrastination will kill you. So
yes.
that is a no-no for me. Don't procrastinate, because I want to enjoy the journey, because it's not just about an end result. It's the whole experience, like living in those moments and
yeah.
feeling those moments. So that I want to go to the next moment and to the next moment and to the next moment. So you have to, like, really manage your time and your day, but work, 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 work. Did Rihanna say that? Work, 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 work. You got to
work. Work, 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 work,
work. And it's true. It's all about work. It's nothing is free and nothing is easy, no matter what they say, whoever they is. It's all work, and you got to get into a point where you're like, I'm going to enjoy even the process of working, getting my hands in the sand, in the soil, and digging up things and planting things and really just immersing yourself, your body, your being in the manifestation of whatever that thing you're passionate about.
Love it, love it, love it. Of course, you guys are listening to OMG, the Omara Gale Radio Show. I'm your host, Mara Gale. My special guest tonight is Tracy Dean Ponder. If you'd like to join the conversation, if you have a question or a comment, if you're interested in launching a business and you kind of like some tips or how to stay focused when so many things could be coming at you, give us a call. That's 347-324-5246. Again, that's 347-324-5246. We're going to take a short break, but before we do that, I want to let you know, follow us on social media at UpToMeRadio. That's up, the number 2, radio. And also the hashtag is UpToMeRadio and, of course, OMG. We'll be right back at a very short, taking a very short break. And, again, you can call in at 347-324-5246. Our lines will be open after we take this break, and you'll press 1 to join the conversation.
I'm on OMG, Omara Gale. Her show prevails like Kenan and Kel. I'm here for fame, so put respect on my name, because if you think it's a game, then I'm going to put you to shame. Omara Gale.
Every time I hear
cool.
that drop, my heart smiles. That's a shout-out to Brother Titus Tucker. Love to hear his voice. He sings and sounds so wonderfully. Of course, my name is Mara Gale. Welcome back to the OMG Show. And my special guest tonight is none other than Tracy Dean Ponder. If you'd like to join the conversation and or have a comment or a question, you call 347-324-5246. You'll press the number 1, and we will add you into the queue. Okay, so Tracy, we've talked about where you came from and Mama Carrie and all that she deposited, because she was such a giver, and you are just her mama's child. I mean, you are your mama's child. And then we also went down the lane of Genius in Motion and the diversity piece. And of course, we talked about BSTEM and how you saw something in Witty that was missing. You saw something that worked, but it was working for the people that were there. And so you began to implement something that could broaden their reach. So I'd like to kind of zone in a little bit and kind of hone and whittle this down to one of the major reasons that I believe your voice needs to be heard in this generation. BSTEM is doing some phenomenal things, some things that most girls don't think about. And most parents, when they go out and buy the pink dress for the kids and buy the dolls for the kids, they don't think about some of the other exciting things that our young girls could be involved in. So share with our audience some of the projects that you've not only implemented, but some of the things you may have coming up, because I think they're exciting and phenomenal, and I know you're very passionate about it. So I wanted to allot more or most of our time to just having a discussion and a conversation about that. I know, and we'll save the WEHAC 2 for the last big piece, because I think we need to let people know the cities and the dates for that as well.
For giving me opportunity to share, am so excited about all the things we're doing. And what I want to say, like, just to kind of lead into this conversation is just in a general sense, it's just tech literacy. It's so important, you know, and not just to tweet and to be on social media on Facebook and Instagram and Snapchat. I mean, I was just talking to someone yesterday, and they were talking about the Black Twitter. I said, what Black Twitter? We don't own Twitter. So if we owned it, that would be Black Twitter. But we use it, right? And it's not a bad thing. You know, social media obviously has its advantages and disadvantages, but I think it's more good that can come out of it than bad things. And I know that that's debatable to people. But for me, it's about how do you build a Twitter? How do you build an Instagram? How do you create that app? How do you take that idea of Uber or, you know, Airbnb or any of these type of businesses that are exploding, that are multi-million, if not multi-billion dollar businesses? How do we come from being, consumers to creators?
Yes.
You know, so how do we participate in that space? We're not at the table. And what I mean, I say we, I mean people of color. So there are predominantly white males at the table, okay, dictating all these things. And so one of the things is also even white women are not, you know, as high on the totem pole as they say or as high as the ladder. It's changing.
Mm-hmm.
Now it is changing, but it's still a big disparity between, you know, men and women, and then even more so for women of color, even more so for just people of color in general. So how can we get people of color, young girls and women in particular too as well, playing in this space, creating something, and then not only saying, hey, I built this app, but now what do I do? Or I have this idea. And everyone has an idea, right? Because we're really all geniuses in motion.
Of course we are. People just don't act on it,
right? Genius in motion, right? We just don't act on it. We might say, we might sit with each other and say, oh, you know, it would be cool if we, if blah, 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 blah. And I've been in so many conversations, and then they'll just trail off and they'll leave it. But they don't even, you know, you got to be present, because why was that dropped on you? You might say, well, that's such a basic idea. I know it's been done. I know that somebody's out there doing it. Maybe, maybe not. Maybe that basic idea of Uber, you know, or Lyft crossed many people's minds, you know. But there were these people who decided, wow, we need to act on this. We need to go and take this further. And it seems like an impossibility, and that goes back to the whole thing about looking at the end before you even begin, because you've already squashed everything. And you don't even try, because you're like, well, I need money, I'll need an investment, I need this, there's stuff I don't know. There's a stuff that we all don't know.
Tracy.
You know, but doesn't mean, yes, go ahead.
I want to, because that's a very important point, and I think it bears just unpacking a little bit. One of the things you said earlier was sometimes we have too much information and it can overwhelm us, and then sometimes people feel like they don't have enough money or enough time or enough energy or enough information, and that paralyzes them. That prohibits them from moving forward or launching out, or as
you
say, chomping in. And so that's just as important. Sometimes you can get overwhelmed for not having enough, you think, and sometimes you have too much information and that overwhelms you. So don't allow those distractions to derail or deter you from your destination, is what she's saying.
Absolutely.
She's saying, go for it. Even if you don't have all the pieces, if something crosses your spirit, your mind, or a concept is there, try to flush it out. Take one step. You may not be able to take 10 or 15, but by golly, start, because your idea, your concept will become someone else's multi-million dollar or billion dollar
idea.
Absolutely. I just had to jump in there real quick.
No, excellent. Excellent. Keep doing so, because that was perfect. That was perfect. And then also, too, just to add on what you just said, it's like sometimes, you know, and I say sometimes, but for me, all the time, it's a faith-based walk, right?
Yeah.
So what that means is that I don't even know sometimes what that next step is. I don't know what door is going to be there, or wall is going to be there, or hurdle's going to be there. And I'm not thinking about all of that. I'm like, I'll get to that when I get to that. But also what happens is that it's like that yellow brick road, or that thing. What's the thing that lights up? You step on it, and the next thing lights up, and you step on it, and the next thing lights up.
Yeah.
Whatever that type of, you know, idea, you get the idea. It's like sometimes it's not going to light up. The path is not going to light up the stone, the next step, the next brick until you take the first step.
Yes.
Because it's all connected. So if you don't first say, let me just step out on faith with this idea, I have no clue of where I'm going to resource this thing or who I'm going to meet or where I'm going to get the information. And even more today, technology allows so much more to happen because
yes.
we have access to things we never had access before. We almost have the whole world at our fingertips pretty much. So now you can find things, you can find people, you can work virtually. I work with you, you're in one city, I'm in another, somebody's in Atlanta, somebody's in another country, and we're working together every
yes.
day, you know?
Yes.
So take the first step and let the second step take care of itself, you know? And
yes.
I just think that that's so important in pursuit of something. Pursuit is active, not waiting, not thinking like who's going to come do this for me, and not thinking about all you don't have, but just thinking about even if it's one thing, what you do have. And
that
I think that that's really important.
It's very important, and it reminds me, you know, sometimes I've had people say, you know, once I cleaned out my closet, I then got blessed with this amazing wardrobe, or once I dumped, you know, all the stuff that was in this guest room, I then had room for God to bless me with an increase in this. And so sometimes it's as you put it, it's the faith walk. It's the stepping out on your unbelief, believing your next step will appear. And I know you are a faith woman. I know you're a Christian.
Yes, absolutely.
So we know where our help comes from. We know what the manual says about what we have, and we speak life on that thing. So I know that you're caring about
yes.
B-STEM, but I want to, just real brief, and then we're going to get back to B-STEM, but I need you to do a little identification right here because this is important. You speak life to everything that you want to take place. And I know that personally, and I know where that foundational principle came from. That came
yes.
from our daddy. And because I know you're our daddy's daughter,
yes.
she confesses what she wants to see.
That's
and
right.
Tracy's always
That's
been
right.
that way. You've always been that way.
And it's important you do that. And also people need to know that that doesn't mean ignorance. Sometimes
no.
people think it's like a wish upon a star or somebody's
no.
going to come down like from heaven and swoop down and there's things that's going to happen, this mystical, ethereal kind of thing happening.
Right.
But it's very logical and it's very real.
It's
yeah. not about you don't put yourself in action. You know, if you have to also be in pursuit of that thing. You have to, God works through us, you know, and then in that he's working for us, you know. So it's
yeah.
always through people, through situations, through things, through activity that we are seeing things manifest. And it doesn't mean like I'm going to do a vision board, I'm going to put it on the wall, I'm going to meditate that house to me or that car to me. And that my energy of looking at it, lusting after it, and just desiring it, it's going to manifest. That's
Not
never going to happen.
That's craziness to me. And you said
never.
An important word. Activity is an action word. Just like love is an action word, we have to be doing the thing that we want to do, or at least taking a step
Absolutely.
Towards it. Nobody's going to knock on your door and know what your gifts and talents are and say, hey, guess what? I created this wonderful corporation for you to run it. It's just not going to happen if you're not out there promoting it, looking forward, seeking it, and always growing and open to the information that's coming at you all day that could help you or someone
Absolutely.
Else. Then you're missing
Absolutely.
This train. You're missing it completely. So, Tracy, I want to get back
to
Well,
you to know, hold on,
Amzie.
Let me
mm-hmm.
say one thing on
sure.
that, and I'm so sorry. Is
no,
that
please.
Also is about, you know, you have to go through the process. You have to be processed because
yeah.
that's the only way you're going to be confident because, you were saying, you know, somebody's going to give you a company. But so what if they – what are you going to do with that company?
Okay.
You wouldn't even know what to do with it. And
yeah.
the thing about that is so important about this is that I love all of the hardships. This is when I love
yes.
it. I don't love it in the when it's happening.
Okay.
But afterwards, I go, man, that's my confidence. And that's,
yeah.
that put me on my game. That lets me walk in a room with the president of Microsoft or the president of McDonald's and just feel so at home and at peace. And when they ask me a question, I feel so confident and at ease and at home, and I don't feel like I'm scared or I don't know, or they're going to ask me, is this a test, or you're against me, or you're being this, or you being that. None of that. I set the tone wherever I go, and that only comes from being processed. So I just wanted to say that, because don't try to skip things, because it's only going to hurt you in the end. So that's important.
Beautiful. No, very important. You know, a process, and I'm only tarrying for a little bit longer on that, because that's a juicy nugget, and if you're taking notes, the process is important. The process is important because you can't get to the finished product or the finished destination unless you go through. You can think of it in terms of a cake. You can't get to eat the cake unless you actually put the ingredients together and then bake the cake. But in order to bake the cake, it's heated, right? So the fire and the heat doesn't necessarily feel good, but it is in that baking and in that heating that you begin to grow and swell and then become this delicious treat that I've just made myself so hungry. I want some red velvet cake, but that's a whole other subject. But the process is important.
This is so funny.
The process is important. And she said,
it is.
Set the tone. It sets the tone, and you can't miss a step. A lot of times people want to jump over something to get to the good.
Oh, that's the worst thing you can do
sometimes. You can't, because you miss the lessons in the valley. And Tracy, I know this for a fact. There were some hardships in your business. They didn't get her down.
Oh, absolutely.
They didn't deter her. It made her more focused and more determined to get the next thing to where it needed to be. And it's those valleys that now have Tracy walking in, not in conceit, but confident in that she can sit in a room with vice president. She can sit in a room with the CEO and CFO of major corporations and major sponsorship, from YouTube studios to Microsoft to you
Verizon
You know, there's
absolutely.
So many organizations.
Google, all of those organizations. Yeah,
she
and it's just because of the confidence.
From Leah Burnett and Burrell Advertising. I mean, there are so many people that have partnered with you because when you walk in a room, A, you know what you're talking about. B, you have something of value that is of interest to others, which is what an entrepreneur is about, finding a service or an area that you can feel whole, a void, a place that actually you provide a service that wasn't there before, or you know how to make it better. So Tracy, share with our listeners about WeHack 2, because I know you've got that coming up, and it's in multiple, what is it, 10 or 11 cities?
We're in 11 cities, and so WeHack 2 is basically saying girls, women, females, hack 2, and hacking is just coding. You know, doing things on the computer, computer science, coming up with apps and things that we just talked about earlier. And so what we're doing is really promoting and helping to empower young girls and women from 8 years old all the way up to early careers into getting into tech, being a part of tech, understanding what's going on in the tech space, which means just anything that has to do with technology. And so we're having that June 23rd through the 30th. It's virtual participation, which means you could be anywhere in the world and be a part of it. And you create your business and your business strategy. You submit it, and you win prizes for Microsoft and other companies, technology and all that great stuff. But we also have, on June 23rd, Friday, June 23rd, we have a one-day business development and design incubators. These are our launch events in 11 cities. And you can go to wehack2.org to learn more about it. But the whole point of the business development and design incubator is to give a hands-on immersive experience of taking, again, an idea that we just talked about that you might just shirk off, but saying, hey, let's think of an idea. Take that idea through the whole process. Who will be your customer? What's your marketing? What's your branding? How much do you need? Who's your competition? And just really thinking about that, because sometimes we think we have such an amazing idea, but we do at some point have to do our research, because we don't want to pour in all our efforts and our resources into something, and it's like, well, there's 50 things like that, and not only that, those 50 things are not doing that well. They're all getting ready to close down. And you got to want, and that doesn't mean that yours will close down, but you have to say, well, why are those things closing down? What are they doing that maybe I can put a spin on and make it successful? So why did Facebook not do well? You know, not Facebook. What happened that it just kind of went, and then the Vine came? So it's right. like, it's just different things. That was such a huge thing, you
it
know,
was back
MySpace.
In the day.
And then it just, like, it caved in. It didn't evolve. What happened to all the blockbusters and Netflix kind of took over? So
right.
you have to think about what's out there, what's the trend, how can I make something a little different? And this is what this WeHack 2, powered by Microsoft, it is in partnership with Microsoft, that's what this is about, teaching those lessons, giving those insights. And we have mentors and speakers, and everything is free. Free breakfast,
that's,
free lunch, free free dinner.
So awesome.
We take care of you because we don't want an economic divide. We don't want
yes.
a cultural divide. And we want everyone to be able to come to the table and participate.
I love it. Now, let me share that website again because she said WeHack2, and that's T-O-O, WeHack,
yes.
H-A-C-K. 2.org, and that's the virtual hackathon. It's 192 hours. It's taking place June 23rd through the 30th. You go to wehack2.org, and you'll find out information. Tracy, what I love about that program is you're not just saying, hey, this is what we do, and you're standing up there doing a show and tell. These kids, these young ladies, they get an opportunity
yeah.
to get in the trenches and actually find out about branding, marketing, target audience, how to write a business proposal. Those are the things that when you get thrust into society and the working in a career environment or even looking for a job, if you're armed with those kinds of tools and skills, how much more valuable are you on your resume and in person when you can sit
yes,
and say, not only
absolutely.
Do I write code, not only can I create the lipstick colors, and not only do I know how to design this fragrance because I've learned STEM disciplines, but I have the business acumen to be able to sit at the table with the board of directors or the CEO, CFO of some company and say, this is how we can be financed. This is my target audience. And this is how I pitched it. And bam, here is my, you know, my business proposal.
Absolutely.
You are arming them completely, Tracy. Our hour is just about up. And before we actually let you go, because you are so full of information, and I could talk to you for another hour, two, three,
we'll
4 minutes.
We'll do that offline.
We'll do it offline because you know we can go there. I would love to be able to share with our listeners. I know that BSTEM is a 501c3, and
yes.
people can actually support your mission, and they can donate
yeah,
today.
Well, thank
I know
you for that. Yes.
You're more than welcome. So share with our listeners, A, how they can support your mission and donate, and then give a brief shout out to some of your social media handles. I'm going to close this out in prayer, and then this will be a wrap.
Yes, so thank you so much. All you need to do is go to BSTEM, B as in boy, STEM project, bstemproject.org, and you can go there to donate, and it's through PayPal. And we are, what was the second thing that you said to do?
Your social media handles for you
and/or
BSTEM.
And at BSTEM Project on all the social media. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn at bstemproject.org. And you can find them at the website where you can click if you don't remember. And it's all there. Thank you so much for this, MG.
Oh, you're more than welcome, PDP. Thank you for being my special guest. Of course, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Mara Gale. I'm the host of OMG, Mara Gale Radio Show. We're found every Thursday night on air at uptomeradio.com. You can also catch our podcast if you've missed any of our shows, and they have been good. Oh, my goodness. Juicy, wonderful nuggets of fabulousness being dropped and shared. Go to our podcast. We're available on iTunes, the Stitcher app, as well as Google Play. You can also go to our show page at uptomeradio.com and check us out there. My personal website is mauragale.com. That's mauragale.com. I do voiceovers, commercials, a television actress, of course, and I'm an author and a producer. So you can find me on social media, all channels for the most part, at Mara Gale. Everywhere that you can. I love you. I'm going to say a real brief prayer, and then we're going to get us up out of here. Heavenly Father, we pray that the seeds that were planted today by Tracy, Lord God, and what was on my heart to be able to expound upon as well, Lord God, will find healthy, rich soil to be planted in, Lord God, and that it will
yes.
grow into business, into purpose, into passion, Lord God. We pray that your people who have a concept and idea will not be hindered or deterred for not having the knowledge, but will jump in, will go and take the first step so that you can meet them the other way, the other half of the way, Lord God. We bless you for allowing us an opportunity to use our gifts. And please, whoever's listening tonight that has that concept, don't allow that book to sit in a journal. Don't allow those songs to only be recorded on your cell phone.
Yes.
Don't allow that concept, that thought to only be a discussion between your friends when you're hanging out. Do something with it. Act on it. Take action. That's what we pray for them tonight. In Jesus' name we pray and say amen. God bless you.
Amen.
We love you. Until next Thursday, I'll see you then. Tune in, lean in, listen up. Tracy, thank you. We're out.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Everyone likes to be heard and then listened to. So we want you to set your dial to OMG on Thursdays at 7 o'clock p.m. OMG.